An inflating economy implies that the price level is rising. But when you have a deflation, it means that the price level is declining. What happens is that the aggregate demand in the economy has reached such a low level that there are so many commodities, like we see now, the difference with where we are and where we were in 2008, where we didn't have goods in the economy. But this time around, the shops are full of goods, but the purchasing power is not there. Aggregate demand is composed of consumption by individuals, by companies, and also by governments. And also, it includes investments from abroad, and also includes your exports less your imports. Now, if you look at each of those components, consumption is low by individuals, by companies. There are a lot of company closures. By government, government hardly has any fiscal space. In fact, the fiscal space on the part of government is shrinking. And if you look at the trade balance, that is your exports less your imports, is actually negative and worsening, which implies, therefore, that there is little money in the economy.
So, Dr. Kanyenze, what do these latest figures mean in regard to Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa's focus of economic growth for this year?
Well, it basically suggests, as we indicated earlier, that the focus of a 6.1% growth was not anchored on a real analysis of the economy. It was basically thumbs up from Zimmerfeld.